What's up, dirtbags? Welcome to episode 263 of the Midwest Angler Podcast. I'm Scott Sturman, and I'm joined by Matt Deitch. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. How about you?
Just living the dream.
Yeah, I hear you.
Just living the dream.
Put some rocks in your pockets lately so that you don't blow away.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? So, if you're new to the show here, if you're a first-time listener and you noticed that I just got done calling you a dirtbag, that is not me insulting you. That is me giving you a compliment. That is what the listeners of this fine show have called themselves, have dubbed themselves. They gave themselves that name.
That's right.
You are now officially a dirtbag because you have listened to this show, and we appreciate you. So,
It doesn't matter how long you've listened, whether it's 30 seconds or all the episodes.
Yep.
You're a dirtbag.
I mean, there are kind of some supreme dirtbags.
Well, yeah, like, there's some mega moten dirtbags.
There are. I'm actually thinking about promoting Jason Kalp to the pro staff. He's close.
He's been close.
I mean, he wants to be on. He's sent us his resume time and time again.
He's tried a lot.
Yeah, I mean, at first I was opening it up, ripping it up, throwing it away, not interested. But then he started sending turkey calls, and then he started sending coffee mugs, and I don't know. He's inching ever closer.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, mega elite pro staff, or just the pro staff itself. So
yeah, and then there's platinum.
There's platinum.
Platinum elite. That's Oiler out there in Rapids. So. Oh, yeah. Okay. Matt, I found my first tick today.
You had mentioned
you had found one already a couple weeks ago, but
yeah.
I got my first tick today.
It's like one of the worst feelings of spring is when you feel that first tick crawling on you, and you're just kind of like, you don't think about it, and you like do it, and you look, and you're like, and then you do whatever, if you kill it or just flick it off or whatever, then all of a sudden it's just like, you just start feeling like it's just they're crawling all over you.
Yep. I was at the kitchen table and sitting there, and all of a sudden I'm like, I felt something on my knee, and I'm like, you know, kind of itching it, and you know, it's underneath in my pants. So I kind of itch it, and there it kind of comes again, and I'm like, what in tarnation do we got going on here? And then I kind of squeezed like through my pants, and I'm like, I think I know what that is. And you know, You get a lot of false alarms. You get a lot of false alarms where, you know, it's like, oh, that's tick. And nope, it's nothing. But pulled up the bottoms of my pants or whatever.
You went from the bottom, didn't.
Well, for Pete's sakes, you want the neighbor lady.
Boom. I was going to say, if you did that, was Kayla like, all right, here we go.
We wouldn't be recording a podcast right now, Matt.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
That's true.
Holy buckets there.
15-second delay. But, nope. So I got a tick, and I got to tell you how I got this tick. So I'm assuming this is how I got the tick. But I was out in the yard today. As most of you guys know, I got this dog, Smokey, mini Bernedoodle, absolute hellraiser. Want to get rid of this thing. Like, dear Lord, this thing has given me more gray hairs and cost me more freaking sleep and whatever. From what I read online, they're terrible puppies, but they're the best dogs.
All right.
And that is what I'm holding on to because, oh boy, today we about took a long ride down a gravel road. But so I'm out last late fall, early winter. We got Smokey. The ground wasn't froze yet. And he decided to dig some holes along the driveway, along the sidewalk, and along my rock garden landscaping. So today I'm like, you know what I ought to do? I ought to go buy a bunch of dirt, kind of fill that in. Got some grass seed on it. Me and Slater out there from, you know, I don't know, 4:45, 5 o'clock until, I don't know, 6:30, you know, working on this, feeling good. And so we go inside and we eat supper. And Smokey hasn't dug yet this spring.
Right.
He hasn't dug yet this spring. So, you know, I'm thinking that this was an early puppy phase last year, you know, once the ground froze up, he was done. And, so we go inside and we're eating, and I'm like, you know, Smokey's been out there for a little while. And I walk up and I can see the dirt up on the driveway, up on the sidewalk, all over. And yeah. And I boiled over. We had 213 degrees, and I boiled over, and I went out there, and I made a scene, and wouldn't let Smokey come in. I'm like, piss on it. I come back in, close the door, not letting that dog back in, not letting him. And finally got back out there. Most of the mud had fallen off of his paws, whatever, and cleaned it all back up, and I was not happy. And then on top of it, then I find a tick on me. But so that was my evening.
Wow.
That was my evening.
That's always an adventure. Like you said, you hope that they don't dig. And then about when you think that they're not going to, they
right.
do.
Right. So from bad to better, let's move on with episode 263. And let's tell you about who's bringing you episode 263. That's Dakota Angler over in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. If you are in the tri-state area here, the Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa tri-state area, and you need some fishing equipment, stop by Dakota Angler on the north side of Sioux Falls. They've got big box store selection, a small mom-and-pops feel because they are a mom-and-pops bait shop. There's a good chance when you're in there, the owners will be in there,
yep.
And that's the absolute best. The staff is knowledgeable. Support small business. I can guarantee you that they'll appreciate it, and we will appreciate it too because they support our show.
Yeah, and it's really easy to get to if you're heading out to the river or something like that. Just
drop right off the interstate.
Yeah, jump right off the interstate there on Cliff Avenue and head south, and just a few blocks to Benson Road, and take a right and head over there to them. If you're pulling your boat, their parking lot is easy to get in and out of. There's a lot of room for your vehicle in there, so definitely stop in there and take a look at what they all have. You'll be happy that you did.
Yep. You got what they got going right now for the month of April.
I think that we got, beginning this Wednesday, 20% off all Rapala tools and knives, all Suffix line, and anything BMC that's available at the store or online. So
pair that with the dirtbag code at checkout, and you'll be really happy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Can never have enough line. I mean, the Rapala tools, all that stuff, always come in handy out there when you're on the water
or yep.
fishing from the bank, whatever style you're into. So,
yep. No, I like the sound of that too. And like I mentioned there, go to www.dakotaangler.com. If you can't get in there to the store, and use code DIRTBAG at checkout, save yourself a little bit of extra money. And yeah, as we say always, that's right. You'll be happy that you did. So, speaking of Dakota Angler, we've got some Dakota Angler Sodak boxes. What do we got there for Sodak boxes, Matt?
We have a panfish kit, we have a bass kit, and a walleye kit.
Okay, so we got three different kits, and those were donated by Dakota Angler to us for the spring cleanup. On top of that, we also have that Rod Wotan Northeast Iowa trout trip. Up there, Rod Wotan, past guest, just an all-around great guy, is going to donate a trout trip up there in the Driftless region. And so we've got that up for grabs. And also starting today, Nick Heitkamp of Dakota Angler also came out and gave us two $50 Dakota Angler gift cards for the new kids division.
That's right.
So we're not going to argue with you on what a kid is. 16 and under, 17 and under. No, we can go 17 and under.
I'd go with that.
I was going to say, if you can buy cigarettes, you can't be in the kids division, but I think you got to be 21 to buy cigarettes now, don't you?
I have no idea. You might have
I think
to
you do. Yeah. I think you got to be 21. But whatever the case, let's go 17 and under. That only makes sense, I guess, to me. And so we'll do two $50 gift cards. So we're going to challenge you, you know, heck, I don't care if you've got a 4-year-old or a 7-year-old or a 14-year-old, here in the next couple weeks, just get out. I think it's a good thing to do with your kids.
Especially talking about it, today is Earth Day.
That's right.
So get out there.
Yeah.
Get out there.
And, it just makes too much sense.
It does. I mean, and it's not that hard. Like we've said before, bring a grocery bag, any type of thing, like a box or a bucket, and just pick up some trash and take your picture with you by it. And
if you pick up two pop bottles and one empty beer can, like, we're good with it. Yeah. Like, honestly, we're good with it. Like, this isn't, there's not enough trash. I don't care where you're at.
Any trash is good.
You can walk around your house and probably find that much trash. Like, they're just, any little bit helps. You don't have to be on a riverbank. Like, we call this the spring shoreline cleanup. Any place, just get outside, go pick some trash up, get just a little bit of stuff, and this time bring your kid along with you. Take a picture with you and your kid. We'll enter them. Good enough. So yeah. I don't know. Don't overthink it.
We do got to be clear that Andy or that Robbie, that R2 can't take a picture of him holding Andy up in the air.
That's true.
You know, holding him in his arms and trying to pass that as trash.
I mean, it would be the kids' division. Would be the kids' division.
You just got to make sure you touch that
what
trash.
What is Robbie, like 26 years old or something like that?
He's an old soul, but he's like, when he tells you how old he really is, it's like, I think that day he told us all how old he is, we're like, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he doesn't grow any facial hair, so I will give him that. But
he's never had to shave in his life. No. He's kind of got that. I don't know if that's an advantage or disadvantage. So. Yeah. But no, get out there and pick up that trash. I mean, it goes a long ways. It doesn't end up in our lakes, in our streams, in our rivers and stuff like that. So just be a good Samaritan. Even if in a lot of places, it's nice they have a trash bin right there. Just take a picture before you throw it in the trash bin or whatever and get yourself entered.
Yep, that's right. And for those of you guys, I guess I didn't think about this, but if you're one of these people that... does not, if you're not on Facebook, that's all right. Email MidwestAngler1@gmail.com. MidwestAngler1, like the number one, @gmail.com, and we can enter you. Otherwise, if you happen to know Matt and I, send us a text message or whatever with the picture, we'll enter it. But I get not everyone's on Facebook. So, all right, with that, you know, last week, Matt, it was the WNBA draft, and obviously Caitlin Clark went number one overall right here in Iowa, and, you know, I think it was the biggest WNBA draft that ever was. You know, the fact that people actually tuned in to watch it. Obviously, it was the first time I had ever watched the WNBA draft. But
is it crazy to think that this year – you could probably name off more women's college basketball players, like prolific basketball players, than you could men's?
Absolutely. Zach Edey's the only, I could do the Iowa Hawkeyes basketball team, but outside of him, it's Zach Edey. And honestly, that is it. That's right. All I know.
Like there wasn't like any like big household names besides him that everybody always talked about.
Right.
I mean, not even on UConn's team who won the national title. Right. There's not like just one guy. I couldn't name one guy off their team, to be honest with you.
Nope.
But like just the, you know, just like everything around women's basketball and stuff right now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so that draft was last week. And now this coming week on Thursday night, we have the NFL draft. So if you pay attention to sports at all, it's all over ESPN. It's on all the talk radio shows. The drafts. That's what's gaining all the popularity. That's what everyone's talking about, the drafts. So I was kind of thinking earlier today, and I reached out to Matt, and I said, you know, well, what happens if we do a little segment on the show today where we draft – you know, maybe an 8-person team for each of us, 8 people on our fishing team. And, so we kind of started talking back and forth, and what we've decided is we are going to draft 8 anglers to be on a team, my 8 versus Matt's 8. And, so we're going to do this just like a draft. And, I've got my people, you know, kind of picked out who I believe is, you know, going to be the best available, blah, blah, blah. whatever, whatever. But I haven't done that for a while. Holy moly, Mockingtune, he's been waiting to drink. And
he's probably, he's already sending you a text right now.
Yep. So so we're doing that draft. What we would base this on is a an eight-person team to go out and catch your best five walleye, your best five bass, and your best five panfish. So we're going to be drafting both bass anglers, walleye anglers, panfish anglers. It doesn't matter. Just the best anglers. They have to reside here in the upper Midwest. Like Ben Milliken was from Nebraska, moved down to Texas. He's out.
Out.
So what we're saying is they have to reside up here in the upper Midwest. That's North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. I'm not gonna get mad at anyone if they throw the right Illinois or whatever in there, but Northern Missouri, but kind of the same area that we normally cover on the podcast. So hold on, Matt, how are we gonna figure out who is gonna— this is it. I got a sticker here that I got from Jim Bussell. It is Engine Company 5. I believe that is it's a firefighter sticker from out there in Rapid City. I'm going to flip this, Matt. If it is heads, you go first. All tails, right. I go first. That sound right. Good to you?
That works for me.
That's a heads.
That's a heads.
I go all first. Right. So out of the gate with pick number
you said
one.
Heads, I go first.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, heads, you go first. I don't know what I said. Heads, you go first.
Trying to trick me right now. Holy bucket.
I didn't figure you were going to call me out on the air. No, I didn't figure you were going to call me out on the air. I'm a little salty about it. I don't care for it one bit, man.
I thought you were just giving me heads, just calling it for me, and you were taking tails because tails never fails. I mean, we haven't even started this draft, and there's already some shady stuff going on.
I mean, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I guess. I don't know what you Dolphins fans try to do with this draft stuff, but...
piss on you. Don't even try to look over here and try to get my best available.
All right. Well, mine, I'm going first then.
Oh, you've even got a sheet, huh?
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to try to remember all this stuff. My memory's terrible. So, right off the bat, if I'm going to go with a number one pick, I got to go with him. I'm going to go with John Hoyer. That's who I'm taking with the first overall pick of this multi-species tournament, because John just seems like you know, he can catch him anywhere and everywhere.
I think you're 100% right on that. He was my number one best available. He's won muskie tournaments before.
Right.
So I know, you got to know that he can catch him. So,
he fishes like all kinds of different species, and he just seems to catch them all the time.
Yep. So, all right. First off, John Hoyer.
He fishes bass tournaments, like you said, you know, all these different ones. So, yeah, that's who I'm going with. My first overall pick is John Hoyer.
Okay. Well, I got to hold on. Matt needs a— I think Matt was just trying to get me away from my board here.
Distract you. You got a pen. Hold on. I can go look over there.
Yeah, I ain't getting you a pen. Not after you try to trick me on the heads or tails deal. Any luck?
Yep.
Hope it doesn't work. Golly, I didn't even think about it, but...
All right, I'm back. Found a pen. So I got Hoyer. Good. Thought I almost had a Ramsey pin there.
All right, hold on.
Didn't think it worked at first.
Oh,
it was
man.
Just a little late. We got to get one shot into Ramrod here.
That's right.
All right, so... I had Hoyer for the first round at the draft. My first overall pick.
Hold on here. So What happened? Okay, yeah, I flipped that over because I thought you were going to cheat, which I kind of am now figuring out that that's actually what you were doing, which, okay, fine, fair enough.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about me cheating. You're just little ticked off that I didn't pick you first.
Well, there's some, probably some truth to that, but okay.
Every good team needs a good water
boy. So we're Matt and Hall. And I also got to say, Matt and I decided that each of us have to at least pick one non-tournament angler,
right.
Like a YouTuber, a TV personality, whatever. So I got to do that. But all right, so Matt's got John Hoyer. Now it's time for my first round pick. And
uh-oh, up next.
So I'm going to go with Dewey Gelm.
All right.
Dewey Gelm.
I can respect that. He was my second one. I figured both of us would probably go with those two first.
Yep. I figure.
People are probably going to say, well, you guys are going with walleye guys right away. You got to remember, five best walleyes in this tournament and stuff like that.
I really feel like those guys are so tuned in with their electronics. I think it probably really doesn't matter what they're after. I think they're going to be good at it. So
no, I'd agree with you there.
All right, so John Hoyer and Dewey Gelm are off the board. Matt, it is up to your pick number...
number three, my second pick.
Whoops-a-daisies.
Holy buckets.
Okay, go ahead. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Adam Rasmussen.
Adam Rasmussen, okay. Yep. That is a good pick. He was on my board also.
Coming off of his strong second place Bassmaster Classic finish and... you know, he just seems like following his social media now.
He catches them.
Yep. And I mean, it doesn't obviously bass, but also he's a
walleye guide. Yep. He catches salmon.
Yep. So,
yep.
That's who I'm going with my second one. I mean, he just seems like he's kind of on a roll right now. Seems like a really down to earth guy. He's not going to, you know, he a good teammate is what I would say.
No, I like that. I like the sound of that. All right, with that, Matt's second pick, Adam Rasmussen. My second pick, I'm going to go with Jay Shakurit.
Yeah, he's on my board, too. That's a good pick right there.
I'm going to go with Jay Shakurit because his dad is a walleye fisherman. He's obviously a very successful bass fisherman. I think the crossover there, you know, I'm sure he's gone out bass fishing with his dad plenty. We've had him on the show before, and... I feel like that crossover there, you know, doing a little bit of both, I felt like he was a strong.
That's an excellent pick.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't go wrong there. I mean, I would not argue with you one bit there.
Okay. Who do you got round three, Matt?
For my third one, I'm going to go with Seth Fighter.
Seth Fighter. Okay.
Yeah, I'm throwing him in there. Somebody's got to keep the party going. Alive, somebody's got to be ripping darts out there. So,
that's right. That's the most important part.
You always have to have like that one guy on your team that just has a killer awesome mustache. I just feel like it's kind of like a throwback. I mean,
and he's not been having a good year this year.
He really hasn't been this year.
He has not been having a good ever since he won AOI 2 years ago. He
struggled a little bit. Yep. But I'll tell
you
what,
he's in a slump. He's going to come back.
I'm taking him if we're going with this multi-species tournament.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking him in there like. We might land on a lake that has some smallmouth in them, and we all know how well he does with smallmouth. So,
yep, he was my number five. Starting off best available number five. So I'm gonna back that up with Walleye Will Pappenfuss.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm gonna back it up with Walleye Will Pappenfuss. I know Walleye Will does a lot of walleye fishing, obviously. Ever since he joined the NWT last year. A lot of really good finishes, but I also know Walleye Will fancies himself a pan fisherman time to time. So I think I liked that too much, and you know, you got to have that one guy on the team that is like, hey guys, you leave the bluegills to me. I'll take care of that. Or hey guys, come follow me. I'll show you this little bluegill hole over here. So, all right, that three rounds in, Matt has John Hoyer, Adam Rasmussen, and Seth Fighter. I have Dewey Gelm, Jay Shakurit, and Will Pappenfuss. Going into round four, Matt, who do you got?
I'm going to go with Noah Schultz.
Noah Schultz?
Noah Schultz. Do you know who Noah Schultz is?
Is he a bass fisherman from up in Minnesota?
He is.
Okay. He's been winning all the boats, right?
Yep. He's won the Classic Bass Championship twice, I think, now. He's, like, anytime there's a boat up, it seems like he wins the boat. So I'm going to throw him in there. I got him and Fighter, you know, getting after the bass.
Yep.
And, you know, and Rasmussen, but also he can get after the walleyes, and Hoyer can too, so.
Yep.
Those are my first four. Like I said, yeah, Schultz, like when we were putting this together, I was thinking of Upper Midwest guys, and I was like, well, man, he's just been hot lately because he just wins all these boats all the time. So, and he's always seems like he has strong finishes in a lot of those tournaments up there. So
yep.
I decided to go with him.
Yep. Okay.
Your number four?
My number four, I'm going to go with Drake Hurd.
There you go. That's a good one.
Drake Hurd, you know, he's coming off 2 seasons ago, was it? One angler of the year in the NWT?
Yes, I believe so.
Or was he second?
I thought it was a couple years ago.
I think he won. Maybe right 2 or 3.
Right before Dewey Jelm or something.
Right,
like that,
right. So, and you know, really sneaky consistent on the NWT. So I feel like he's also a guy that walleye fisherman, but could easily cross over and get into – you know, fish some bass, fish some panfish if he needed to. So, Drake Hurd is my round four pick.
Round four. So, we got 4 more rounds to go.
4 more rounds to go. And we do have to have that one non-tournament angler.
All right. I might end up with a couple non-tournament. Like, really? When you say tournament angler, you're talking like...
Somebody that's not on the NWT or Bassmaster Elite Series.
Right.
You know,
yep.
You know, even a guide, yep. You know, it just, yep. I think when we're thinking about this, it's so easy to get tapped into. I mean, let's be honest, when you look on the NWT, if we're going to cover the states that we are covering, it's murderer's row.
Oh, right. Like, yeah. We could pick 8 guys just from the NWT, you know,
and every single one of them would be like, hammer. So yeah, if you want to throw a guide in, if you want to throw a TV personality, anything like that,
right.
Go ahead.
All right, well, starting off with the 5th round, I'm going to go with Jesse Thalman.
Nice.
I need to get a pan fisherman in
there.
Yep. Jesse's on big ones all the time up there, whether it's open water or on the ice. So
yep.
I'm definitely going to – we're going to throw him on the team so that we can go after – so he can help us out with those panfish.
Yep. Not a bad idea there.
I mean, it don't matter if it's crappies or bluegills. He always seems to be on a pretty solid bite there.
Yep. So that was Matt's number five.
Your number five. What do you got?
I am going to go the non-tournament angler here, and I'm going to go with... Oh, no. Ah. I about said it. I'm thinking about trading a pick to you.
It was just thinking, rolling off your tongue there.
That was close.
You almost pulled a Minnesota Vikings and didn't give your pick in time, or almost prematurely
picked it.
I'm
struggling right now.
Struggling, huh?
I'm struggling right now.
Are you afraid that, what do you think that, like, if you pick some, you got a couple of them that you want and you're afraid, it's like, which one do I want more?
Yeah.
That's the draft, man. You got
to
figure out.
That's the draft.
Out.
Yeah, I get it.
You got to be like, all right, man, this is.
So I've got 2 guys here that are non-tournament anglers that I'm really struggling between. And
who knows? Maybe I don't have the other one.
I don't think you have either of these, to tell you the truth.
Them. So you got to be confident with it, man. You got to just be like, all right, this is who I'm going with. The one you want, like, who do you think of first?
All right, PJ Vick.
PJ Vick, there you go.
I'm going to go with PJ Vick.
That's a good, solid pick.
I believe PJ Vick is a very good all-around fisherman. I think his time on In-Depth Outdoors, I think he traveled all over the upper Midwest.
Yeah.
Has a really good idea of, you know, not just the Great Lakes, but, you know, the pothole regions through... you know, South Dakota over there fishing like with Marcus Qualm, you know, up in Minnesota, just all over the upper Midwest. PJ's, you know, put a lot of miles on the vehicle with In-Depth Outdoors. And so that's the one I'm going to go with. I feel very confident with that pick. I think there's nothing PJ can't catch. I mean, he'd go out and frickin' whack 100 sturgeon if he wanted right. to. But whatever. That's my pick number five.
All right. My next one, I am going to go with Pat Schlapper.
Pat Schlapper. Yep. He's on my list.
Yeah, I'm going to put him on there. He just, you know, is kind of a good, consistent guy on the Bass Elite Series. So
that was your number six pick.
Yep. So I went between him and somebody else, but I'm just going to go with Pat.
Okay.
Yeah. So yep. Wisconsin guy.
Yep.
Throw him on the team.
Yep. That's your number five pick. So just a quick run it down. I'll run it down after I pick. Yep. That was six. Yep. All right. I'm going to go Austin Felix.
Oh, there you go.
Austin Felix with my number six pick. Another guy that I believe is pretty well versed with his electronics.
The old sleepy assassin.
Yep. I think he can get out there and. He's demonstrated he can do pretty good about anywhere, whether it's, he can go and fish him in the slop. He can go and use his electronics in deeper water. So Austin Felix has got my number six pick.
Awesome. All right. So we're through six rounds.
Okay, let me give you a rundown. Right now, Matt has John Hoyer, Adam Rasmussen, Seth Fighter, Noah Schultz, and Jesse Thalman, and Pat Schlapper. And I have Dwayne Jelm, Jay Shakurit, Will Papenfuss, Drake Hurd, PJ Vick, and Austin Felix.
Solid. Solid team.
Not bad.
Uh-uh.
Not bad.
I got to say, I agree with, I mean, all the guys that you have, they're all solid fishermen, so.
Yep. No, we haven't had anyone yet where it's like, wow, I can't believe you threw him on there. So
all right. So seventh round,
two more picks to go.
I am going to go with Matt Johnson.
Matt Johnson. Okay.
You know, kind of throw it out there.
He fishes a little bit of everything, though.
He does. That's what I mean. Like, he can, I feel like I've got some guys on there that, like, got the walleye. He can hammer the bass. He can hammer the panfish.
Yep.
You know, he's always out there getting on them. I mean, he's out there. He seems like he knows, he has the resources. He knows some people that can get the team on a good bite. He seems like he's, you know, he seems like he's a good, like a captain. Like he can kind of keep the
leader.
Team together.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and stuff like that. So that's, he just kind of came to mind, and there's a couple other ones that it was hard to pick, you know, through, but
okay,
that's I'm going with Matt Johnson on
Matt
that
Johnson
one.
Okay, I like it. Matt Johnson with you just like him because of his name.
Well, he's got a sweet first name, there's no doubt about it.
All right, seven, that was number seven. With my seventh pick, I am gonna go with Corey Sprengel.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yep. Corey, obviously, the last, hasn't knocked off any wins here in the last, I don't know, year or two, whatever. But, right. I mean, you know.
Anytime he's at a tournament.
Yeah, when you say Corey Sprengel, he's the real deal. So.
Right.
So, went Corey Sprengel there. I got a feeling Corey Sprengel can catch one hell of a lot more than just walleye, too. Like,
oh,
I mean,
he's fished
good all-around fisherman.
He's fished in those, like, what's that big... bass tournament, the Sturgeon Bay Open and stuff like that. He's fished in a lot of those tournaments, those smallmouth tournaments. So yeah, he's a good all around stick. I guess so this is the final round, right? We're doing eight.
Yep.
Man, I got a couple here that I. All right, I'm gonna go.
You want to do 10? We can do 10.
Nine.
We can do nine.
All right, I'm gonna go with Max Wilson.
Max Wilson. Max was. As far as my best available goes, he was the third best available right now. So
I'm gonna go with Max. I just feel like I needed another guy from the walleye tour on there. He fishes hard. He gets after it. I mean, I figure he's the type of guy. I think he's a young single guy, so he's got time to get out there and chase that bite for the team. Although it seems like he always has some type of issue with equipment when he's going to a tournament, like his truck is always breaking down or something like that. We got guys that can pick him up.
That's right. That's right.
I'll Uber for him.
That was your number eight.
That was my number eight.
That was number eight. So we're going to do nine instead.
We're going to throw one wild card. We're going to do nine in there. One wild card in there.
I am going to go with Tom Lynn.
Tom Lynn.
Yep.
All right.
So I believe he's another guy pretty dialed into his electronics there. Very consistent on the NWT, but going with Tom Lynn there.
All right. That's
and that is, it's Tom Lynn. You know, we last week we were trying to figure out if it was Hun or whatever. Right. When I heard it on a heard it on an interview, and maybe they were wrong. Maybe they were, but if they were wrong, they're the ones that caused me to be wrong.
Yeah, he's definitely come on hot in the last couple years on that scene, and like you said, dialed in with his electronics, got it going on. I guess my last one. This is kind of the wild card. Well, I don't want to say Mr. Irrelevant. Well, it's our last pick, so.
Yeah, wow. Whoever this is, don't ask them to ever be on the podcast. Jeez.
Well, he's been on the podcast, so, and I razz him quite often, and you just razzed him the other day a little bit, too, for his guitar playing skills with the net. But I'm going to go with Donnie Aubert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not
Aubert.
Electronics guy. I mean, I feel like he's pretty in tune. Yeah.
I just feel like, too, like he just, you know, I don't know if there's many guides in northern Minnesota that post big fish pictures than he does.
Yep, so. That's true. That is definitely true.
And if anything, he's going to keep the party going.
Yeah, that's mostly that. Mostly that.
I mean, we just get done with March Madness, and what is everybody always watching? The dudes on the end of the bench, right? The dudes that are sitting there cheering on the team, like the hype guys. I just feel like, I mean, he's a stick.
Yep.
But I just feel, too, like he's going to keep everybody pumped up. He's going to, you know.
Yep. I agree.
I just had to go with him.
Yep.
All right. Your last one.
My last one, I am going to go with, man.
Well, you said you had, who is your best of your last of three available?
I have two bass anglers as my two best available, and then that follows it up with three walleye anglers and one guy that's kind of an all-around angler. Oh, man.
You got to break hearts, man. That's part of the draft. Who's going to be sitting in that green room? We thought they were going to be in the first round.
Two of these guys are past guests. Three of these guys are past guests. On my best available, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six guys still available that were, in my mind, best available. And
I never realized you thought that highly of Ramsey, that you put him on the list.
Not a chance. He can catch him if I show him where the fish are. That's it. I'm going to go with Jason Mitchell.
There you go.
And I do not think that Jason Mitchell is the best angler in the whole entire world, whatever. But again, I think this is one of those guys that has been a lot of places and seen a lot of places, you know, up and down the Missouri River. I think he's done it. I mean, he's fished out in the Black Hills with Euler. He's traveled all over the upper Midwest, seen a lot of bodies of water, been there at different times of the year. Another guy that's willing to put the miles on. And
he has connections.
Yep. Yeah, that is true too. And I just picture, I picture Jason Mitchell, you know, as people are getting ready to head out for the day or getting ready with the game plan for this tournament, this hypothetical tournament. I feel like everyone's kind of talking about what they're thinking about doing, and all of a sudden Jason kind of comes in. Well, you know, I was
KGO veteran.
Yeah, 2002. I was down here with a buddy of mine and whatever.
He's kind of like the old guy at old man basketball that everybody thinks he can't do anything. Next thing you know, he's made five or six baskets, and it's like, whoa. okay, I guess we need to cover this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe he is better than we thought. So.
Yep. I think he knows a lot about fishing because he does a lot of fishing. Yep. And, you know, do I think that he's going to beat Dewey Gelm in a walleye tournament this weekend? No, I do not. But I do think that he's knowledgeable and can point those guys in the right direction. So Jason Mitchell gets my Mr. Irrelevant pick right there at the end. Matt, do you got a couple guys that you have left on your list?
I had Adam Griffith on my list.
Adam Griffith, okay.
You know, from the Crappie Chronicles. Yep. I thought about putting him on there. Other than that, that was my list.
That's pretty much who you had, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I had Bob Downey.
Yeah,
Bob. Kyle Norsetter.
Okay.
Kyle Norsetter's been very consistent on the Bassmaster Elite Series. Wisconsin angler. Chase Parsons, Keith Cavallas. I was thinking Keith Cavallas was another one of those guys that
right.
knows a lot because he's seen a lot. Eric McQuaid had him
that's
on
a good, solid one.
Yep, he had won an NWT tournament, been a past guest on here, so that's who I still had on my list as good guys available. But we officially have our teams made up. I think we're going to make a Facebook post about this and have the listeners vote on who they think's team would win.
Right.
Back and forth.
Yeah. Well, mine stacks up as John Hoyer, Adam That's Rasmussen, right. Noah Schultz, Seth Fighter, Jesse Thalman, Donnie Obert, Pat Schlapper, Max Wilson, and Matt Johnson.
That's right. And I've got Dewey Gelm, Jay Shakurit, Will Pappenfuss, Drake Hurd, PJ Vick, Austin Felix, Corey Sprangle, Tom Wynn, and Jason Mitchell. So I think both really good teams, both a lot of good, exciting anglers, a lot of guys on each team that I would feel confident in running down panfish, running down bass, and running down walleyes. So,
no, I agree. Me too. I'm 100% confident in my team that they're going to get the dub.
Are you?
Yep.
Okay.
In the hypothetical tournament, not online.
No, but no. In a hypothetical tournament, I think my guys beat you 11 times out of 10.
Nope, not even a chance. Not even in a winging contest.
I didn't even know half the people you put on your team.
I know you don't. That's your problem. You don't know good fishermen. You just go for the razzle-dazzle. I get it.
You're all about the shake. I'm all about the bake.
You put way too much stock in the combine. You're just like, oh, my God, that guy ran a 4.240, but he can't catch a cold.
Ramrod ran a 4.240, yeah.
He ran
a
4.1.
4.1, yeah.
I mean, but we
he was injured.
Yep. I was watching.
Way
I watched
too much stock.
The other day, I turned on TV and I saw TCU baseball was playing, and I was just like, "Man, I was trying to look for his number in the outfield to see if it was hanging."
They retired it. They retired it. Yeah.
But yeah, no. Like I said, do you think that you know? Okay, we're talking about the draft here. I got one for you. There's a lot of guys that this year opted out of the NFL Combine, didn't do their pro days or anything like that, because you know what? At this point, they've proven what they can do on the field. Like, what's the big deal about going out there and seeing how fast I
Marvin
can run?
Marvin Harrison Jr., right. I think, yeah.
How fast I can run a 40, how high I can jump and all this stuff. I mean, obviously, you wouldn't mind seeing them go through some of them drills, but they've proven it.
There was nothing to gain, only to lose.
Right. So it's just like these guys are professionals now. Like, they're going to get drafted as soon as their senior year or their last year of football is done and they declare for the draft. Do you think, say Bass started saying it, instead of having to qualify for it, if they were just like going to pick people, you know, and they were going to do like a format like that where you didn't have to qualify, because it's tough. Like, it is tough to get to the Elite Series.
And it's literally just become a rich man's deal. Like, these dudes with a pile of money can just go to every single tournament where, you know, I mean, I don't know what a Jordan Hurts financial situation is, and I don't know what a Chris Miller and a Colby Van Beek and whatever. Like, obviously, they have enough money to get nice boats and do this stuff. But, I mean, let's be honest. They can't take off 9 weeks a year to go and chase these, you know.
And that's just for the tournaments themselves. That's not for the pre-fishing.
Yeah,
that's not for, you know, practice.
Right.
I mean, that's just like going down there for that tournament itself.
Right. So the majority of these dudes have rich dads, rich wives, you know, wives, or they are independently rich and,
yeah,
you know, have started businesses and now just get to go.
It's tough.
The majority of the guys are. I don't think Seth Fider came from a pile of money. Dude just caught him.
If you started like opening it up and going around the country and like, whether it be the
Bassmaster talent scouts.
Yeah. You know, and stuff like that and be like, oh man, like, you know, we went down to, we were in.
Was that a Tuesday nighter?
Yeah.
Old boy threw $20 in the pickle jar. I watched him go out to a set of mats and just started
hammering him, you know? And so, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
just, that'd be cool. Like, I'd actually kind of like that. Like, I mean, you know, obviously you come up here to our area. And I mean, if somebody says Jordan Hurt, it's like, oh yeah. Dude can catch him. Like, well, you know.
And I just look at it too, like a while back, and I think we've talked about this on here before, but like I was watching the PBR, the professional bull riding, and like they had teams. Like they had like a draft.
Yep,
and, like,
they're these doing guys, that now. Yep.
These guys, and they go around for, and it's like, oh, team so-and-so. Like, I just think it would be kind of cool, like, if they did that in some format. I know that MLF does have like a team.
Watch it.
I know, but they have like a team thing on TV sometimes, and it's kind of fun to watch those guys work as a team and like, you know, share information to each other. They can talk to each other on the water while they're fishing and everything like that. Like, it just kind of be cool to almost kind of like see like a version of that. Like,
yep.
You know, they're trying to get this going in like competitive fishing itself, down to like high school level, like high school fishing teams and stuff like that. It's like, okay, so you have like a high school fishing team and then you have college teams and stuff like that, but it's still almost like it's more of an individual thing. Like,
yep.
When you go to these tournaments, obviously the team wants to win, but it's not like you're really fishing as a team. You're still competing against your teammates out there. I just think it'd be kind of cool at like the professional level if they just kind of did have like a draft and, you know, kind of had like a series that they went around and, you know.
Yep. No, I.
It'd be kind of cool to see like.
Yeah, just shake it up, do something.
Regional stuff like that. Yeah,
that'd be cool too.
So that you could kind of see like, well, all right, let's put it, see who is the better
right
region around here.
Yep.
So yeah, no, that was pretty fun. That was cool. That was a great idea.
Yep.
Kind of.
Yeah, something just a little bit different.
Everything going on. Do you get into the NFL draft? Do you like?
I don't know. What is it, Thursday night?
Yeah. Right.
I might watch a little bit of it. You know, obviously I want to see where, you know, like a Cooper Gene goes,
right.
and you know, I obviously care about Dolphins. The Iowa Hawkeyes and what's that?
See who your Dolphins pick.
Yeah. Offensive linemen. And not the best offensive lineman on the board, like the ninth best one that no one had ever heard of and whatever.
It's fun to follow along. I still think that they need to shorten up the first couple rounds, but
yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You know, kind of like us, you know, tonight. I mean, yeah, I get you got to have a little bit of time, and I guess there's trading and everything else when there's millions of dollars on the line, whatever. But, excuse me. But, yeah, whatever. That was our little draft. Hopefully. You know, that was just something I kind of dreamed up this morning, so hopefully you guys got a kick out of it as well. But I think with that, we'll move. Oh, no. No, 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 no. We had two tournaments this past weekend. We had an NWT tournament, and we also had a Bassmaster Elite Series tournament. That NWT tournament was up in Port Clinton, Ohio, on Lake Erie. That was April 18 and 19, two-day tournament. I believe when you and I were talking about it going into the tournament, I said that it was going to take, I might have said that in 2 days it's going to have to be up close to 100.
Well, we both said like in the 80s or 90s.
80?
Yeah.
Okay. Ended up being a little bit less than that, just shy of 70 pounds, 69.13. Won by John Hoyer, past guest on the show. Second place was Hunter Nitty, Rosemount, Minnesota. In Ohio, Angler was... third. We're not even going to mention Ohio. Josh Lund, Dewey Jones, past guest in fifth. Will Papenfuss, past guest in ninth. Eric McQuaid, past guest in 11th. Max Wilson, past guest 15th. And all the way down that Tom Wynn, Drake Hurd had a good 30th place finish. A lot of the good guys right up there in the top 25, 30. Pretty cool to see that. That was over there in Port Clinton, Ohio. And the Bassmaster Elite Series just got wrapped up on Sunday. That was St. John's River?
Yep.
St. John's River down in Florida. Past guest Bob Downey in 15th. Past guest Caleb Kupfall, 23rd. Kyle Norsetter, 25th. Ben Milliken, he's a Texas guy now, but transplant from Nebraska, 35th. Pat Schlopper, 52nd. Jay Jacurit, past guest in 63rd. And Seth Fighter and Austin Felix towards the back of the pack. Florida can do that.
Oh, Florida, man. Can do Florida that. Florida did it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to talk about Bassmaster Fantasy, Matt.
I got my teeth kicked in.
As Rich Lindgren said, even if you tried, I don't know if you can get that bad, Matt.
I did. So. And I didn't. And I did try. So not to get that bad, but that was probably the worst I've ever done in a Bassmaster tournament.
What hurt worse? Knowing on day four, like, holy moly, I bombed it. Or having Rich Lindgren message you rub it in.
Rich just was kind of like that final twist of the knife right there when he messaged that. Like,
you were gasping for air, yep, and then he turned it off.
Yeah, I'm not. He does good in a tournament this year. I'm not going to say anything like an actual tournament. But if he absolutely bombs the tournament, I'm just going to message him back and be like, ooh, like, what did you do? Like,
you'd have to try to be that bad, right?
Did you even fish? Like. So, no, I get it. It needs to happen. I can eat humble pie, too. So.
Yep. Nope. Just make the comeback all that much sweeter.
That's right.
So, all right. We're going to move that into good news stories brought to you by our friends over at Freedom Brew in Larchwood, Iowa. If you've never been and you are in the tri-state area, if you love coffee at all, get over there to Larchwood, talk to Austin and Brianna and the rest of their fine staff over there at Freedom Brew in Larchwood, Iowa. Your taste buds will be happy that you did. It is the official go juice of dirtbags everywhere.
That is, you are 100% right there.
That's right. My good news story this week, today, April 22nd, not only is it Earth Day, as Matt mentioned earlier, it is also my son Grady's 16th birthday. So he was with me this past weekend, spent the night over into Monday morning. I went to work this morning, came and picked him up at 8 o'clock, and went down to the courthouse. He got himself a driver's license. And, you know, obviously at, 19 years since I've turned 16, being 35, but I kind of forgot how jacked up I was and
right.
I mean, this dude is just freaking jacked, way jacked, can't even contain himself.
Yeah. We've all forgot at the excitement of getting our license. Yeah.
And I'm just it's cool. And I mean, he is pumped. So, I don't know. It was just cool to see it. Obviously in a split household too. I get along fine with Grady's mom, but, there's a lot of stuff that you don't get to go and do, and you only get to go and get your driver's license one time. And, so I thought it was pretty cool that I got to go and do that with him. That there's my good news story. What do you got, Matt?
It's just crazy to think that he's 16 already. You know that? It just seems like.
You want to know what's even crazier, Matt? That if he pulls the same crap I did, I know I'm a grandpa in 2 years.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, that all of a sudden gets real.
Yeah, you probably remember what we picked up on our shoreline cleanup. You've probably been picking up on quite a few of those.
Hopefully that's what he has. Hopefully he's got him if he's going to pull that off.
Oh, my good news story of the week. I got a couple of them. It was my grandpa's 98th birthday the other day. Grandpa died. So you know, that was pretty cool. You got to go downtown and play cards for his birthday, and they had a big cake for him and everything like that. Although he's sick, he kind of got sick this week, so hopefully he gets better. And then I guess my other one is going to be, I'm just going to give a shout out to Todd Heitkamp. He had his, I think it was his first checkup after his surgery with prostate cancer, and everything came back great. And everything was, you know, like looked awesome. So I had a chance to talk to him a little bit about it today at school. He stopped in to drop those boxes off. So, you know, those are my two good news stories there of the week. So
very cool. Very cool. With that, we will call an end to episode 263. As always, we appreciate every single one of you guys. We couldn't do this if there wasn't anyone tuning in to listen. With that, hopefully we'll be back next week with a guest. That'll be episode 264. This was episode 263. We'll see you next week. Later.